Good Wednesday. Today is April the 30th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take some time today and talk about some misinformation that's been out in the media as it applies to different seed oils, in particular soybean oil, as we're looking at Make America Healthy Again. Soybean oil can be an important part of that. We'll learn more about the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm visiting today with Sarah Steltler, and she is a farmer in central Wisconsin, a soybean farmer, also a member of the United Soybean Board and the Soy Nutrition Institute Global Board member. Sarah, we want to talk a little bit because April is Soy Foods Month, and a lot of health benefits come from seed oils, particularly soybean oil. But unfortunately, in sort of this Make America Healthy Again campaign, if you will, there's been some misinformation that's been disseminated, and we want to combat a little bit of that today.
Yes. First and foremost, the United Soybean Board is working with the Soy Nutrition Institute Global, which is SNI Global, the corn and the canola commodity checkoff groups. And we are working very hard to disseminate science-based findings, which will stress the importance of seed oils. And in particular, in our case, is soybean oil. Soybean oil provides significant health benefits. Soybean oil is high in unsaturated fats and linoleic acid, and that has been shown through various research projects throughout the world, basically, that linoleic acid and in particular soybean oil is very good in helping to reduce bad LDL cholesterol. It also reduces inflammation, and it helps in reducing chronic diseases such as type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease. And this is, again, it's been shown through various studies from groups around the world, basically, the benefits of soybean and seed oil.
And probably important to point out, too, this isn't just new research. This has been going on for decades of different research findings that support these health claims.
Absolutely. And it's ongoing research. And, you know, the soy is so important in all aspects of our health, whether it be skin health or in our cardiovascular system. There's been a lot of great research lately with breast cancer and the importance of soy in our diets for certain types of breast cancer. So, I mean, it's been ongoing and continuous, and it's been over many, many years that this research has been going on and proving the benefits of soy in the diet.
Well, a lot of times we talk about soybeans and soy crush and the value of the oil, and a lot of thoughts often go to renewable fuels, things like that, for the oil. I did not realize the large percent of that oil that actually is used in the food market in cooking and baking and things like that.
Absolutely. Soybean oil is 45% of our domestic market in foods, in our domestic market. So it's a critical thing for farmers to think about and to remember that when we are talking about soybean oil, 45% of our oil is going for foods. So we are finding soybean oil. First off, you go to any store where you buy a bottle of vegetable oil, frequently and more almost always, that vegetable oil, you turn it around and look at it, it's soybean oil. Either all or in part soybean oil. So right there, it's very obvious that the soybean oil is a critical part of our grocery shopping. It's also found in salad dressings, margarine, many different kinds of foods. So it's really an important market to continue to have for farmers. The other thing about soybean oil and seed oils is there isn't really a good substitute for every product. Like, for instance, you can't take tallow or palm oil and use it in salad dressings, because if you do that, the solidifying temperature is room temperature. So, you know, you can't easily substitute some of these other types of oils for feed oils, but in particular soybean oil.
That's very interesting, something that I've not thought about. And just interesting, too, how important soy is in everybody's life, even when we don't think about it or don't necessarily see it. It's something that impacts us every day. And again, an important factor in that, it is a part of a heart-healthy diet as we include that in our diets. Well, my guest again today has been Sarah Steltler. She is a United Soybean Board member and a farmer up in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin. Sarah, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, and have a great day.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Another agricultural news. On April 14th, Jared Lute of RL Lute Logging in Lucasville went into his local equipment dealer to order a new feller buncher, that's a log harvester. Lute is an Ohio master logger whose primary contract was with Pixel Specialty Solutions for the mechanized harvest of pulpwood. 2 days later, he canceled that equipment order. The mill closing is a total shock, said Lute, who'd been logging since he was 10 years old. Supplying Pixel is 90% of what we do. We've structured our entire business around the paper mill's needs. Its closing will devastate our business, as well as hundreds of other master loggers in Southern Ohio. Now, Southern Ohio, however, will not be the only area affected by Pixel Specialty Solutions closing. It also has statewide economic implications. The Ohio State University's Ohio Forest Economy 2021 report said paper manufacturing is the largest sector of Ohio's forest products industry, contributing $17.8 billion to the overall economy and employing around 50,000 people, both directly and indirectly. The Pixel paper mill is the only substantial market for low-quality timber left in Ohio, which is a critical need for all logging operations in the state. The need is not only for Ohio's forest economy, but also the forest ecology. The majority of timber sales associated with a woodland management plan, consist of lower quality trees. The absence of low quality timber markets leads to high grading, the practice of harvesting only high quality timber, and this depletes forest health, sustainability, and biodiversity, as well as enriched wildlife habitat. A market for low quality timber is essential for sustainable and renewable forest management. Now, the April 18th announcement of the delayed Pixel closing until the end of the year has left Lute and many others in Ohio with uncertainty in 2025. The Ohio Forestry Association supports the management of Ohio forest resources and strengthening of member business opportunities in the forest products industry and related enterprises. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.